You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry.
This week, a rare, lustrous element, with isotopes that have some unfathomably long half-lives. To tell us more, here's Richard Caulfield.
Samarium is a rare earth element that, indirectly, has the distinction of being the first naturally occurring chemical element to be named after a living person. Samarium was isolated from the mineral samarskite, which was discovered near the small town of Mayas in the southern Ural Mountains in 1847. The mineral was named by the German mineralogist Heinrich Rose after Vasily Evgrafovich Samarsky-Bikhovets, chief of staff of the Russian Corps of Mining Engineers between 1845 and 1861, who had given Rose the ore sample to study. Although samarium was discovered in 1853 by the Swiss chemist Jean-Charles Gasillard de Marignac, who first observed its sharp absorption lines in didymium, it was not until 1879 that it was isolated in Paris by the French chemist Paul-Émile Lecoq de Bois-Baudrin, using a sample from a newly located ore body in North Carolina. Samarium is a rare earth metal with a pronounced silver luster. It oxidizes in air and ignites spontaneously at 150 degrees centigrade. Rare earth metals are a collection of 17 chemical elements, which include scandium, yttrium, and 15 lanthanoids. The term rare earth is simply a reflection of the fact that these elements were originally isolated from uncommonly occurring oxide-type minerals. Today, rare earth metals are increasingly important in the manufacture of high-tech electronic devices. Samarium's geological origins in samarskite is entirely in keeping with its importance to the science of geology. Samarium has several isotopes, four of which are stable and several of which are unstable. The half-lives of many of these are very short, on the order of a few seconds, but three, samarium-147, samarium-148, and samarium-149, have extremely long half-lives. It is samarium-147 that is the key player in the subdiscipline of geology known as geochronology, the science of assigning absolute dates to minerals. Samarium-147 has a staggeringly long half-life, 1.06 times 10 to the 11 years, or, in real money, 106 billion years. Even by geological standards, this gigantic figure is incomprehensible, especially if we remember that the universe itself is only a little under 14 billion years old. Thus, 1 kilogram of samarium-147 will decay to half a kilo of samarium-147 in a period of time that is roughly 8 times the duration of the universe. Given that the age of the Earth and the other planets of the solar system is only 4.5 billion years, why is this particular element and isotope so useful? Partly it is because the samarium-to-neodymium decay chain is highly resistant to metamorphosis, the geological process which transforms sedimentary and igneous rocks into other rock types by subjecting them to great heat or pressure or both. This has the effect of redistributing or fractionating the original elements. In the case of other geological chronometers, such as the uranium-to-lead or rubidium-to-strontium decay series, this resets the decay chain clock, rendering them useless. Samarium-to-neodymium does not suffer from this disadvantage. Samarium also has a long history in the nuclear industry. Soon after the Second World War, the Indianapolis-based chemical giant Eli Lilly developed a fractional crystallization technique for separating neodymium from ore. The synthesis of samarium and gadolinium was a byproduct of the process, and since samarium-149 is a strong neutron absorber, the product, called Lindsay Mix, was sold as an early form of neutron damper for nuclear control rods. Even today, samarium is still used as a neutron absorber in reactor control rods, particularly when mixed with europium and gadolinium, forming the so-called samarium-europium-gadolinium, or SEG, concentrate. Samarium has more modest uses as well. These include its use as a component in carbon arc lights in the movie industry, as well as for making magnets that have a high resistance to demagnetization. Such samarium-based magnets are perfect for both headphones as well as electric guitar pickups. Recently developed samarium cobalt magnets have the highest resistance to demagnetization of any material yet synthesized. Samarium oxide is also used in optical glass to absorb infrared radiation, as well as to dope calcium fluoride crystals in optical lasers. Samarium, like other rare earths, is becoming progressively more valuable in a world whose dependence on high technology is snowballing. Recent reports have highlighted concerns that the Chinese are hoarding their native reserves of the rare earths to feed their electronic industries. This will certainly have the effect of hiking the price of samarium and the other rare earth elements, so it may be time to consider buying share options. Not bad for an element first discovered in the mountains of Tsarist Russia and which has, until now, been mostly noted for its arcane role in dating exotic rocks.
So get those samarium shares in ASAP. That was science writer Richard Caulfield with the geological and technological uses of the element samarium. Now, next week, we stick with the lanthanides and hear about an element that likes to play hard to get.
At that time, scientists were using improved techniques such as fractional crystallization to obtain the individual lanthanides from mixtures. In 1886, Lecoq was the first person to identify dysprosium by separating its oxide from holmium oxide. It took him over 30 goes to do this, so he named the element accordingly, from the Greek word dyspositos, meaning hard to get at.
And Simon Cotton will be sharing some of the chemistry, properties and applications of dysprosium in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, I'm Meera Senthilingam, and thank you for listening.
Chemistry in Its Element is brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry and produced by thenakedscientists.com. There's more information and other episodes of Chemistry in Its Element on our website at chemistryworld.org/elements.